of pairs of tefillin nimtzu b'rosh harugei beiter. That's what they took off from the heads of the people that were killed in harugei beiter. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon daf nun ches. The Leshmar said that Leshmar was Amar Rabba Vabachon Rabbi Yechanan that Aboyim saw Kitzutse Tfilin Nimtzu Barashi Haruge Beiter. This city that killed out Haruge Beiter, they found there 40 saw of pairs of Tfilin. Rabbi Yanab, Rabbi Yishmael Omar, Sholosh Kupais, there were three baskets like Kupais, Shel Aboyim saw. That each one of these kupis had 40 saws filling inside them. But Masnitsa Tana, the Brisa we learned, Aboyim kupis, no, there were 40 baskets, Shel Sholosh Sholosh Soyim, that each basket had only 3 saws worth of it. The Mara says, Willi Bulei Pligris no Machlekis, I'll tell you how the Reish, how the Doro. What is going on at filling Shel Rosh, and what is going on at filling Shel Yad? Omer Abasi, Abo Kabin Moyach, Nimtzu Alevan Achas, that they found 40 carbon, as a measurement of brains on one stone. Notice when they killed out Haruge Beitom, they crushed their brains there on one stone. They found 40 carbon, a very big measurement there. Ulo Amma Ula says, Tisha carbon. Now there's 9 carbon worth. So what, 8, 9 quarts. Omer Rav Kana, Vitema Shilo Barmori. Micro with the pasuk about this, such a punishment will happen. So pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bas Bovel Hashduda, Ashrei Sheshalom Lecho." That the daughters of Bovel were ruined. Ashrei Sheyoyches Venipes Es Olalayech El Hasola. That the young ones were thrown against, crushed against the cell, against the stone. That's what happened. But then the pasuk in Eicha says, "Bnei Tzion Hayikorim." The children of Tzion are very dear. Hamasuloyim bapuz, that are like gold. Hamasuloyim are compared to gold. Zmaris kasha, my masuloyim bapuz. What does it mean that they were compared to gold? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Devi mechafe b'fizom, that used to adorn themselves with gold, they put gold, they covered themselves with gold. Ivar medivere abshelov, Shela said, Tarti metakli astira pizo nochus bialma. Tarti metakli as a measurement, 2 like big pounds of pure gold came down to this world. Chad b'roima, 1 went to Romans took, v'chad b'kuliyama, 1 went to the rest of the world. But I call upon like it wasn't special that it went down to Bnei Yisrael. So you can't say that dafka Bnei Yisrael adayma to gold means they covered themselves up with gold. Elo, it means to say it like this. Shoyu meganin es hapoz b'yofin. That means they used to compare them, their beauty was like gold. That's what the Jews were. Jews were very beautiful people that were compared to gold. What does that mean? That means mikoro by the Romans at the beginning, chashivu de Romoi, the choshev people, the nobles of Romans, have they nakte beluyuna de gushvanka, or mishamshir or sasayu. That before they had tashmas, they used to live with their wives, they used to have something beautiful they had to look at. So first they used to look at a golden ornament. That's what they used to look at. Svash says it means surois nois, shebechaismen, kreshetesabra kenegdan. They want to have children like that, so they look at beautiful gold coins to make them look nice. The mikan veil afterwards, maisi b'nei Yisrael, used to bring the Jewish children there. The Yasri, the Kari, the Pariah, when they would tie them up to their beds, or Mishamshin, they would have tashmash with their wife. Let's look at the beautiful Jews, that's what they used to do. So that's this pasuk of Bnei Tzion, Hayikorim HaMasaloyim Apoz, that these beautiful children of the Jewish children, they were compared to gold. They looked as beautiful as gold did. Omar Leil Chad Lechavris, there's 2 people talking, one says to his other, Ho Heichik Siva, this Indian, that they compared them to gold. Like, where's the pasuk?
On the computer pasuk.
So he says, "Ksiva pasuk like this." No, this pasuk. That's the pasuk of Bnei Tzion. Some how do you know the sinyan here that this would happen? That they'll bring the Jewish children there. Oh Malay, the pasuk says, Gam kol choli v'chol makar shelakosa b'sefer Torah hazois, in a type of a sickness that was not written in the Sefer Torah. So that includes all these things. Is Omar, so he said, Kama machina meduchta plan. How far away am I from this? In other words, they were learning this time together, and he says he still didn't reach that pasuk. How far away is he? Omri said, Omalei ingid pusta upalga. In Rashi's mouth, you're only a little bit away from that pasuk. Rashi's daf achatzi, a daf and half of where you are from that pasuk. Omalei, he said back to him, imaton lagabe, if I would have reached this pasuk, lo yisra kachor, I wouldn't have needed you. Like I was almost up to it, I would have known it pshat on myself. Omri av yudomai shmuel, mishum rav shimi ben gamliel. My disciple was a pasuk in Eichos say, Einai oilolo lenavshi, mikol benois iri. Like my eyes bother my soul from what happened to the daughters of the city. That means arbo meyos bote kinoisios hoya bekrach beter. In the city beter, before the Romans came and killed them out, there were 400 shuls there. Arbo meyos bote kinoisios. Ovechol akas viachas, every shul there, hoyu bo arbo meyos melamde tinoikis, had 400 melamde tinoikis, people that taught the rebellion. V'chol echad v'yechad ha'ilufon of arba meyas tinaikis, and every rebbe there had 400 students, 400 talmidim. Was teaching 400 talmidim. Shavais rabbi mamashin cheder, 400 little bachrim. U'kishoy oyev nichnas l'sham, and when the Romans came into the city, ha'yodayk rinoisem b'chutreim. First they stabbed them right away. U'kishagov oyev. Then when they killed out everybody. V'lochtam, when they gathered them together, karkam esafreim, they wrapped them around in their sefer, in the sefer Torah, v'etisam v'eshen, they burnt it all in fire. That's what the Romans did. This is now part of the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Torah Rabbanan, ma'isav Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, sheholach lekrach godol shabroimi. He once went in a big city in Rome. Omrullah, they told to him, Mishno, that Tinagech Yeshua Beis Asurim. There's one child that's in jail. Yofrenayim, it looks, he has beautiful eyes. V'toy Broin, he looks very nice. V'kavsaisos Duras Loit, they told him. And his curls, he has curls on his head, on his hair. So Holach, so Yeshua ben Chananya went to Yomad HaPesach Beis Asurim. Mestami is a Jew, so he went to see this boy. Omri said to the Bacher, Minosan Lemeshisa Yaakov Yisrael Abayzazim. Like, who caused this that there should be, that the Goyim should capture us so much? So on the Tinnik answers back and said, V'yomar, Haloi Hashem Zu Chatonoloi, that we did Chatoim to Hashem, V'loi Ova B'drachav, we did not want to go in the ways of Hashem, V'loi Ova B'drachav Holoch, V'loi Shama B'tarasa, we didn't listen to Hashem, we didn't listen to His Torah. That's why we get these punishments back. That's what the Tinnik, the Yanuka, said back to Rabbi Yeshua. Omar said, Yeshua said, Muftachani voy, I'm for sure about this kid, Shemayr HaRav Yisrael is neshtaygoz to be a big Talmid Chacham. He'll be a Mayr HaRav in Yisrael. And Avoida, so he swore to himself now, Yeshua Bechanan Yisrael, Shenizoz Mikan Ad Shevdenu, Bechol Momet Shepeskim Olov. I'm not going to move from here until I go and free him. I pay the ransom, no matter how much they'll charge. So Amru said, that's what happened, that Lezoz Misham, he did not move from there, at Shafadeya B'mamet Harbin, until he paid the ransom, even though it was a lot of money. Lehoye Yom Motim wasn't a few days passed by, at Shehoye Rav Yisrael, at Takashtag Dais, it became a big Mayra Roh in Klal Yisrael. Oman, who was this? This was of Yishmoel Ben Elisha. Amru Rav Yudah said, Amru Rav, that Maisa bebenoi uvebitoi shev Yishmoel ben Elisha. Once happened the story with his son and with his daughter of Elisha Yishmoel ben Elisha, that shenishbu lishnei adonim, that they were captured by two different Romans. Two different Romans captured each one of them. One captured the son, one captured the daughter. Liyomim, later on, nizdavgu shnei b'makam echad. These two Romans met in one place. Ze'oma, this one said, Yeshli Eved Shein Ki Yofi B'Cholaylam. I have a slave now, that's the most beautiful boy there is in the world. Ze'oma, the other one said, Yeshli Shivcha Avameit Shein b'chol olam kula kiyafyov. There's no girl that's as beautiful as she is. Is Omru, so the two Romans said one to another, Boyu neshiyam zelezeh, let's let them get married one to another, let's let them live together. V'nechlak v'vlodais, and I'll have beautiful children, and we'll divide the children between us. So what they do, hechnisusam lecheder, they put the two of them together alone in the room. So ze yosha v'keren zovius v'ze, one of them, the boy, sat on one corner, v'zu yosha v'keren zovius ze, and the girl sat in the other corner. Zoima, this one said to himself, Ani Kayin Ben Kanim Gedolim, I'm from the Mishpacha of a Kohanim. And Esau Shivcha, should I get married to a Shivcha? I'm not allowed to. It's not to get married to a Shivcha. Any Jew can get married to a Shivcha. For Allah has come upon me that I'm a Kayin. The Zayis Samaris, and she, the girl, said to herself, Ani kahan is bas kahanim. I'm also a bas kahanim. They're a brother and sister. They didn't realize it though. Mashman, it was at night time. They couldn't recognize one another. So she said to herself, listen, I'm a kahanis, the daughter of a kohen, of kahanim gedolim. In osel yevich, I get married to an evich. She thought he was an evich kanani. So I get married to him. So what they do, these two do, ubochu kol alayla. They cried the whole night. Kivon shalom and ashachar. When it came the morning, Hekiru Zeh Zeh, they were able to recognize one another, their two of their brothers and sisters. V'naflu Zeh Al Zeh V'gol B'Bechi. They fell one on top of another, and they started to cry more. Had Shiyotza Nishmasan. To Mamish, the Neshama left them for such crying. No, they were Mezgabe, they didn't do the Chet. V'Aleyim Kenin Yimyo, upon this Maisi Yimyo started to cry. Aleyla Ni Bochia Eini Eini Yordamayim. Such a thing like this, that we deserve to cry, Taka. Omer Veshloka said, Maisa once happened, Be'i Shachas, one lady, V'tzofnas Bas Peniel Shema. That was her name. Tzofnas, why was she called Tzofnas? Shakil Tzofim B'yofya. Everybody used to look at her because she was so beautiful. Bas Peniel, that means Bito Shekhen Godel. She was the daughter of a Kohen Godel. Sheshimas Lefnei Lefnin. That used to be Oyvid Hashem, used to go into Kohen Shekhodashim. So what happened? Shenes alu bo shaboy kulalaylo. The Romans just captured her, and they lived with her the whole night. Lamacha, the next day, helvisha shiva chalukim. The Roman, whoever caught her, wrapped her around with seven different clothings. Voyaitzio lamachra. Then he wanted to sell her, get money for her. So boa de mechad shoyim mechuyah biyaiser. An ugly man came. Amalai said to him, Hereini es yofia, let me see how beautiful she is. Omar Lois, his master said, Reka, you fool empty head. If you want to take her, take her. And I'm telling you, Shein ki yofia b'chol olam kuloi. There's nobody as beautiful as she is. Omar Lois, still this person said, Afal b'kein, even so, still I want to see her first. So the master did, if shito sheish chalukim, the master took off her the six clothing that he put on her. The Shvi and the seventh one then, Karasa, she herself ripped off. The Nispal Shobiyof and started to fell down and rolled in the dirt. Omra, she said like this, Lefonov, Ribonish Leilam, Im Aleinu Lechasato, Chosas, if you don't have Rachmanas on us, on me like, Akudusha Shimcha Gibor, Lom Lechachas, why don't you have Rachmanas on your name? Like we're children, we're B'nai Yisrael, have Rachmanas on us. And on this Maisa, V'yolea Kren Yimiyo, on this Yimiyo also started to cry. Bas Ami Chogri Sok, the daughters of my nation, they're wrapped up in sacks. V'yispalshi B'ofer, and they roll in offer. Evel Yochid Oslecho, they make it like one person dies, and Evel Mispe Tamrurim. You make like a tremendous hespit about that. Ki Pisayim Yovo Yashodi, Oleinu. Because right away, suddenly, the enemy came to capture us. So Olechol Nema doesn't say upon us, Elo Leinu, Olecho upon you, Elo Leinu upon us. Kivayochol alive Olecho bo shoydid. So if they saw that the enemy is coming upon us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she was saying here like, Hashem has to like have a Rachmanos on us, and if not that, not for us, at least for Hashem's name. Omer Rav Yud, Omer Rav. My desire was the pasuk in Micha say, "Ve'oshku gever ubeisai." They ruled that they stole like a man, a person in his house. The yish v'nachlosoi. A man with his nachla. What is it going on? Maisa v'yod v'mecha. What's that for story with one man? Shenosan einov v'eishas rabbi. That he liked his master's wife. The one that was working liked his master's wife. V'shuya v'nagrevei. He was a carpenter, the master. And he was his helper. He was the helper of the carpenter, liked his master's wife. His pamachas, once it happened, hutzrach lilvois. Hutzrach rabba lilvois. That the master, the carpenter, had to borrow some money. Omaloi, and he wanted to borrow money from his students, from the one that's working for him. So Omaloi, so the student said, Shogar ishtecho etzli. If you want money from me, you know what? Send your wife to me. The Elvena, I'll lend her the money. So what happened was, Shigar ishte etzloi. So the master sent his wife to the worker to collect the money. Shoimo shloishayom. So the worker kept his wife for 3 days. Kod shoimo shloishayom. So kodam ubo etzloi. So the master now came to complain to the worker, where's my wife? Omaloi, so the worker said, Omaloi, ishti, sheshagati lecho, hecheni, so the master asked the worker, like I sent you my wife 3 days ago, where is she? Omaloi, so he said back to him, ani patrosa lialtu, I freed her right away, I gave her the money right away and I freed her. Vishamati, but I heard over, shatinoikis nisalubo, like she was having znus with some boys, so he just told us to make up a fake story. So this is what the worker told the master. That some boys, when she was playing with some boys on the way. Oh my loy, so the master said, so my master, what should I do? What should I do about this? Oh my loy, so the worker said, if you listen to my advice, Girsha, go give her a get. So if he had kavod, he'll be able to marry you then. Oh my loy, but the master said, you should know, ksubasa maruba, that the ksuba is a very expensive ksuba, I can't pay the ksuba. Omaloi, so the master, the workman said, you should know, ani alvecha, I'll lend you the money to pay the ksuba. V'ten lo ksubos, and go pay the ksuba. So Omar, that's what happened. Omar zeh, the master got up, v'girsha, and he gave his wife a get. And he gave her the ksuba also. V'olachu, and the worker went now, v'nosa, went to marry her. So Rabbi was there, and now there was a rishis. So kivan shegiya zmanoi, when it came the time that the master was supposed to pay back his worker, Flohoyolo parade didn't have money to pay back. Oh my loy. So the worker told the master, boy, v'yasei me, now you come and work for me, v'chavecha, to pay me back the money that you owe me. Flohoyohem yoishvim v'yochlim v'shoysim. So now the worker with his new wife was sitting and eating, for who? And this poor master, he now had to serve them. So you can imagine how bad he felt. They found out the whole maisa, his wife didn't do anything wrong. It was just an alila that this guy wanted his wife, and now he has to go serve them. His eyes were giving off tears. And his tears now fell into their cups. The Aloysius sure at this time Nechtam Gzardin was the Gzmar Din that what there should be a Churban Abayis. This was what but the Noviyim were talking about the Churban Abayis Amigdash. Vuha Yoimed the Amrilo Al Shtei Psilois B'ner Echad, like 2 wicks in one air. In other words, the big rishis was being done here right now, that he took away his master's wife, and that's one rishis. And then he made the master work for him back again to see a terrible thing. So with such rishis, that was the Gzad Din that there should be a Churban. Yeah. Right. So let's go back to Mishnah. Lokach min asagrikim. Again, the Mishnah said, Alocha, that if the Goyim come and take away, grab away a Jew's house, and then somebody wants to go and buy that house, so their special Alocha is how you have to buy the house. That most probably the Goy sells it cheaper. So Alocha is, when you buy the money, when you buy the house, you have to pay 1/4 of the money back to the original owner. Well, that was the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said like this, that if the Goy took away the house from the Jew, and now another Jew comes and buy it off the Goy, so it depends. If you first went to the Goy and buy it off him, and he said, I'm selling it to you, and then you went to the original owner, and he also said, I'm selling it to you, nothing doing. Because we say the original owner doesn't really want to sell it, he just wants to get it away from the Goy, and eventually he'll take it to a Din Torah. That's what the Mishnah said. Some around Rav said like this, When does the Mishnah say that even though this new Jew now, after he buys it off the guy, he goes to the original owner and asks him, do you want to sell it to me? And he says yes. When do we say he doesn't really mean it? If this real owner just told him, Lech chazeko kini, you go and make a kinyan of my karka. But he didn't write up a shtar. Avo bishtar, but let's say the original owner now wrote this new Jew, the new owner, a shtar on the soda. Avo bishtar kana. And since he went out to write a shtar, now we say he really means to sell it, and the person has to keep the karka. This is what Rav said. Shmuel says no. Afilu bishtar naimele kana. The halacha of the Mishnah still applies even though the original owner is writing a shtar. Still we say he doesn't really mean to sell it, he only just wants to get it away from the guy. Ad sheyichtav lo achrayis. Until he writes a shtar and an achrayis, he also says, listen, I'm giving you a guarantee that if the karka is taken away from you, you can come back and get the money from me. So since he went so far to give a guarantee, then we say for sure it means to sell it. Tomorrow says, Tanya kavosi de Shmuel.